TV Corner.
Hey guys, welcome to a slightly delayed Film Court TV Corner podcast. It's me, Armani. I'm back with TJ.
What up?
This time we're covering Westworld episode 5 and 6 of season 2. We're really softly covering episode 5 because really nothing happened, but, you know, some stuff happened, but, you know.
Yeah, it depends on if you enjoy the departure. I don't know. I think it was...
I'm not a fan of storylines that really have no consequence, and this one really didn't.
Yeah, I mean, what is the takeaway after all is said and done? Is she just going to use katanas from now on? Is that like what...
We saw it episode 5, Akane no Mai. Hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, did you look up what that meant?
No, I didn't. And I wanted to put this episode behind me. As quickly as possible.
No research. Just like, let's get it through. It was cool. I'll say it was cool. Like, visually, I love samurai shit. I've always loved old samurai movies. Like, it's fun. It's fun to get, like, a little bit of something different. But, like you said, and like kind of like what we said with Stranger Things Chicago trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, zero consequences, like, what was the point of it, you know?
Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah. That's a great metaphor, simile, something, comparison.
It's like a line to draw.
You know, it what made me more frustrated is how it came into episode 6, Phase Space, how they're like, okay, we're not even going to come with you on this journey now, we're just going to stay here. So mm-hmm. We did this whole side quest thing that we didn't really care about for what reason?
Mm. Yeah.
I was particularly annoyed with the fact that one, they cut the entire fight scene. We're supposed to see like Maeve get like crazy and kill these people. We never actually saw it.
Yeah. It just kind of like cuts to it being over with.
Yeah.
You see the aftermath, which is, fine in some cases, but also we haven't gotten to see that side of her yet.
Yeah.
I don't think, right?
No.
We've never seen her just snap on a whole crowd of people. Like she's kind of found this new, personality or this new character within herself of being the witch. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the biggest takeaway for me from this whole Eastworld thing, where she's like, yeah, she's like this witch on a mission, which is dope, but like I would have loved to see her in action.
I mean, speaking of that mission though, we see basically that she parts ways with her her Asian doppelganger essentially. She finally does get to meet her daughter.
Yeah.
And a twist that I didn't expect and also expected.
Yeah. Like, what did she expect? I mean, let's be real. If this girl is still living here, was she living here alone?
I knew immediately that the girl didn't recognize her / had a new mom. Immediately when she walked up and wasn't like, oh, my God, it's you. You know?
She didn't say, Mama. You know, like, she just kind of like, hey, stranger.
That she actually, I mean, she's acted the way she was assumingly programmed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that because, like, Maeve is with her, she's going to, like, be awoken now?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to tell what she expected. Like, maybe she does have the power to kind of, like, awaken.
Yeah.
Awaken other hosts, right? Where it's, like, you get to remember all the things that have happened to you. But, like, do you want to do that for a child?
Well, do you think the child actor has the chops to pull off that kind of transformation?
Yeah, that kind of trauma, like all at one, that flood of trauma.
That's, I mean,
1,000 lifetimes of being killed by, what was it? Was it
Ghost Nation?
Ghost Nation peoples.
And sometimes a man in black.
Yeah. Mr. William, old William.
I mean, I don't know. This is, I'm interested to see where it goes, but also kind of like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Agreed. Which means she grabbed her, so she's got her daughter. Good for her. That, what, look. I'm curious to see the changes we see in her now.
Yeah. Also, speaking of people getting closer to their destinations, old William and his daughter have a really creepy reunion.
Creepy.
I get you're mad at your dad, but come on, dude. Like, what are you doing?
She came to get him back, though. She came to, like, collect him and say, hey, let's go home. Stop doing this. You know, like, mom's dead. That's fine. Don't just, like, come in here and commit suicide. And I get that. I was kind of feeling like old William might be redeeming himself, you know?
No, you don't know.
You knew it wasn't going to happen, though. You knew he was not going to just leave. As soon as he said, let's take off at first light, he gone. He's Drake's dad, you know?
He's Drake's, you mean Drake's son's dad? Or yeah, Drake? He's Drake's Drake. His son, Jesus.
He's Drake himself.
He just Draked his own daughter.
Yeah. Very time-stamped current episode we have going on.
The thing is, I get the relationship, like, she's kind of bitter about how his obsession with Westworld affected their family, for sure. Mm-hmm. But also kind of like...
I mean, I think it's dope that she's such a badass.
I will say that, yeah. I do appreciate that she isn't... She didn't come in like as like a hopeless person who's trying to rescue him. Like, she is actually better than him in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it wasn't like she came in and she stumbled into something she wasn't ready for, and now he's got to rescue her. You know, like, he came in... She came in and he thought she was Ford in disguise, which I thought was... Very, I wouldn't have not even tried that. I wouldn't even call that, but like, that's a...
No. I mean, predictions, do you think he's going to die in there or they're going to make it out?
I mean, we've got to finish. If he dies on something stupid, we...
on something stupid, trips on a rock.
Yeah, like...
Concussed.
He's come this far. We've been following him for 2 seasons. We're unraveling this mystery that is old Bill. Like, I want to see how it ends up. I think he's going to make it. I think the whole point of this show is just to turn tables on what is good, who's bad. And, like, he's going to redeem himself. He's going to make it out. He's going to finish whatever mission he's on. It's going to be great.
Honestly, I feel like the show doesn't kill enough people sometimes, or enough main characters.
Not enough humans.
Yeah, not enough humans for sure.
Yeah, you can kill hosts all day, but that shit don't matter.
Yeah, so I would like to see, like, I don't know, some real stakes here. Well, I guess we saw that a little bit, but, like, I don't know, like, we haven't killed any real heavy hitters yet, except for the woman from season 1 who also works in the park, who, like Bernard, can't remember her name, but you know what I'm talking about. That was, like, the last big, like, oh my god, we killed a really big person.
I mean, let's be real, though, we pretty much killed Teddy. Teddy is like Teddy 2.0.
Do you think Teddy's really been changed? Because the way the things he said to Dolores as we shift around to more people reaching their final destinations, there are moments where I'm like, does he know? Is he like...
Oh, yeah. He's completely aware that what she's done to him, like, I guess you fixed that too. Like, he knows what's happened to him. I guess, I don't know, maybe he can't help it, even if he does know. Like, this is who he is now because it's his programming. And that's got to come, like, being sentient, that's got to come with some, like...
I feel different. Yeah. I feel different.
This is how I feel now. I guess this is who I am.
Pulled up on the train with my programming missing. Wow, I really
with my empathy missing. Yeah. He shot that dude clean in the head, like, he's different.
I wonder, I mean...
He gave that dude the one gun, with the one bullet.
As my note, I said, Dolores kills a third of the black population of Westworld.
True.
I don't... See, this is moments where I don't like this show. Because it's just, like, to me, that was cheesy. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they destroying a whole train? They have money for an explosion in the budget. Cool, I guess. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea, like, use the train as kind of like a battering ram.
But they're going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Well, they're trying to go out, and that train goes into the Welcome Center.
Oh, gotcha. I totally missed that.
They put the train, they put that thing straight into the Welcome Center, and that's why everybody shook in the Welcome Center. Like, oh my God.
Did he
that's
need
That's kind to, of the fortress of the humans right now.
Did he need to be on the train?
He really didn't.
Like, they're like, just like...
Why spare him in the first place?
Why even... Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Also, spared him so they could do that to him.
I feel like a lot of these things that they're... So you're telling me you need to battering ram, the Welcome Center. Did you need a tech support person to tell you this?
Right. The rails lead directly in.
You ride the train in, put your ass on the
Teddy
train.
Teddy wakes up on the train every time he's reborn, every time he's, you know, wakes up.
That guy literally told him nothing they needed to know.
Yeah.
I would have preferred they just killed him earlier.
Shoot both of them. Teddy, cold-blooded Teddy shoots both of them right in one after the other. But, like, right? Yeah, what could he have possibly told them? What information could they have learned? If that was their plan to send the train in as like a battering ram. They didn't even have explosives on the train. It's not like they learned how many people they were going in after.
They just, this show, again, has too much money and just... I feel like is not for a second. I feel like we were getting some new questions with this whole like living eternally kind of scenario, which we will kind of touch on a little bit, you know, as we move more towards where everyone else is in the map, or as we move more towards the Welcome Center where Bernard and Elsie are.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of living forever, though. Right?
Yeah. I mean, So, all right, I'll just say it now. I was actually really sort of bummed that it was Ford.
Really? I mean, I wasn't bummed that it was
Ford. We knew it, and it, you know?
Yeah, we did call it. Cut you off. We did call it.
It was so obvious.
I do like the fact that there's like this internal digital world, matrix style, grid style place where all of these guys, all of these personalities are living out, you know, just what they're supposed to do in programming. The fact that Ford is there just like living forever, seemingly, I don't know how it works, but like.
It's basically a San Junipero.
True.
To me, like, would that be exciting to live in the same world where everyone's programmed to do the same things? And I guess you're in control of it, but it's like, where's the fun in that?
Mm-hmm. I would get so bored so fast. If he wakes up every day, and every day Dolores drops that can, and Teddy picks it up.
Jeez, what, like, talk about purgatory.
Stop dropping the, yeah, like,
so,
I would shoot her every day before she could drop that can.
Maybe that's why the Man in Black acted out. It's so annoying. It gets to the point where she's annoying, you know?
Yeah. How do you not recognize me?
I mean, I guess Bernard and Ford and Arnold are going to have this discussion about why he's got shit chaotic in Westworld, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is the big plan to get like all of our consciousness into some sort of server where we're all together in some world?
That Ford controls a God Ford God?
Yeah, or I feel like we've just been getting so much build up. We've only got 2 episodes left, and where are we going? We still don't know.
True. Yeah, it doesn't feel like things are paying off. Or, well, we have 2 episodes left, and that's where usually payoff happens. So I guess we'll have to see. I don't know. We bring in Ford now, and this is going to give us a lot of, this is going to give writers a chance to ask what everybody's thinking, right? To the person who wrote all this stuff. It might be enlightening once we know what this meeting is about.
It might not.
And it also, but we also have the big showdown, like Wyatt's moving in. She's making her move. She's doing her Daenerys Targaryen. You know, like moving into the real world.
I feel like they were, yeah, exactly. I feel like they wrote this being like, well, they like blonde female leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the popular vote voted for Hillary. Why not Dolores?
Yeah, let's leech some of that, some of that Game of Thrones.
That I'm with her.
Movement. Yeah, let's all. Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like overall this season, if you were to rate it like right now without the 2 final episodes, what would you give it? Out of five.
I'd probably give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Dang,
so far.
That is cutting.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, what would you give it?
A three.
That's deeper cutting.
I mean, I just feel like it had its one. It to me, it peaked. It has one episode that was like, okay, this is actually really interesting. And
this is
when they had built James Delos. Yeah. Like, we're testing him. That was the best episode by far.
That was the peak for me as well. It was the most beautifully shot episode, too. Like, those scenes in the room where he's doing his thing and, you know, William comes in. Those were, like, they were like 2001 A Space Odyssey-esque to me. Like, wow.
They were, yeah. Super well shot. I mean, this show definitely, I mean, overall is very well shot. You know, it's like a show, it frustrates me that the budget, like, supersedes the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. I think it happened in Altered Carbon, for example, another show where you can tell there's money, but for what?
Right.
When I see shows like Handmaid's Tale, for example, who do so much with way less.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how far good writing will take you. And I feel like the show has shot itself in the foot, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. There's a lot more that could be done. But there's also, I think, from what I hear, from what I gather, there's a lot under the surface that people wouldn't be gathering without, yeah, like, doing some deep dives. I don't know. Either they expect too much of their audience or they put too much on what they're trying to do.
I think, to that point, I think a lot of people have felt like they're trying to go the whole Lost route, especially with these multiple timelines.
Yes.
And people at that time when Lost was out were like scouring it for every Easter egg they could find. Mm-hmm. If a character was holding a book, they'd find the book, read the book to try and like get hints from the show and all this crazy stuff. And that's cool when it's there for a reason, but honestly,
never paid off for how weird it was.
That's true.
It never paid off.
And it feels like Westworld may not be learning from the Lost mistake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a Twin Peaks thing. Did you watch Twin Peaks?
I watched one episode.
Okay. Well, I mean, just like that's like kind of where all this stuff was kind of born. This like weird, ethereal, like ambiguous shit, like where, you know, you're going to deep dive into every metaphor because David Lynch did that show. And it was awesome with Twin Peaks, but like it didn't pay off. And it's like the third, we're going to not pay off again. Like, we'll see. We'll see though.
We'll see. I mean, it's already been renewed for a third season. So we're going to get it regardless of how horribly or fantastically this one ends. Mm-hmm. They have two episodes to pull it off. I don't know. They have to. This is a Hail Mary at this point. They've got to wrap. These people are. They've got to bring everyone together. First of all, they got to make it across the entire map in two episodes. They've got to pull. I guess Game of Thrones did it, but you know what I mean. Right. Like, I don't see them tying these storylines together in a way that makes sense quickly and with a message that we care about. Because as of right now, I don't know if I care about anyone.
True. You know, it reminds me of Pusha T's latest. Latest release.
Yeah.
He had the cards up his sleeve when he went in on Drake, right?
Yeah.
He knew what he was going to say. No matter what Drake responded, he knew he had the Trump. Maybe they have the Trump card up their sleeve and they're about to throw it down and shock us all.
I hope so. I hope they bring up my hidden children.
secret family.
Secret families.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. And maybe we'll have a special guest talking about more of that symbolism that most people don't think about.
We'll find out.
All right.
Bye.
And the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with me.